In North Carolina, the family of Andrew Brown Jr. is criticizing a district attorney's decision today not to charge police officers in the case. Earlier in the day, District Attorney Andrew Womble said that police were justified shooting Brown during a drug arrest because Brown's car had come into contact with officers surrounding him.
If he was going to attempt to flee, he had no choice but to drive directly at the officers. When he did that, and he made that decision on his own, he placed their lives in danger.
After Womble spoke, Brown's family disputed his claim and said in a statement that the car was moving away from officers and four of them did not fire their weapons, suggesting that they did not feel their lives were in danger. Joining us now is WUNC reporter Will Michaels. Will, welcome.
Hey, Peter.
Womble showed four police body camera videos for the first time today. Did they make it clear what happened there on April 21st?
They gave a little bit more clarity, but as you said, these were four different body cameras, about 45 seconds from each one of them, and they show officers approaching Andrew Brown in his car, the moments when they shoot and kill him, and then just about the moment that they reach into the car to retrieve his body. This does not show anything before or after that. But as you say, the district attorney, Andrew Womble, his decision hinged on this idea that, as he said, the officers perceived a threat against them, and it was the car that was being used as a deadly weapon. But in his mind, Andrew Womble said, as soon as Andrew Brown did not listen to orders to put his hands up or get out of the car, that's the point at which the car was used as a deadly weapon. So there were some different interpretations of that video inside the briefing room, actually. Reporters asked the district attorney whether or not he thought that Andrew Brown was simply just trying to get away from officers and that they stepped in front of the car. But I think there are still some questions to be answered here. It has given a little bit of clarity, but not everything is answered here.
Right, and sometimes a 44-second video doesn't tell the whole story. So what other questions are people asking today?
Well, from those about a handful of people who were outside the Pasquotank County Courthouse, where I am now, said along those same lines, release the rest of the footage. There is a deep sense of distrust from being here over several days between the people of Elizabeth City and the authorities who are sworn to protect Elizabeth City. And so they want to see the video that exists before and after these 45 seconds that were released. It continues to be calls for release the footage. This case highlighted a provision in state law that largely keeps body camera footage under wraps in North Carolina unless it's ordered released by a judge. So that actually hasn't happened. The district attorney said that he was able to show 45 seconds of body camera footage today because he decided not to bring charges against these deputies. But there is still no indication from the judge that this will be released anytime soon.
One more piece of context here. Andrew Brown was killed on the same day that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd. So this comes at a very tense time in our country. WUNC reporter Will Michaels joining us from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Thank you for your reporting.
Sure thing.